Father kept a detailed invoice of every penny spent raising me and expected me to pay it back with interest starting the day I graduated high school. My father was a CPA who grew up dirt poor, sleeping on floors and stealing food until he clawed his way through night school and built his own accounting firm. "Nothing in life is free," he'd tell us at dinner, tapping his calculator. "Every breath you take costs money." I thought it was just talk until I saw my sister's payment stub on the kitchen counter. She was 24, working as a nurse, living in our basement because Dad took half her paycheck every month. The memo line said she still owed over $300,000. The week before my birthday, Dad started dropping hints. "Big changes coming," he'd say, smiling at his laptop. "Time for you to join the real world." I should have run then. Then on my 18th birthday, Dad called me into his home office after dinner. He pulled out a leather-bound ledger with my name embossed in gold and slid it across his desk. "Happy birthday, son. Time to discuss your future." Inside was 18 years of my life reduced to line items, every expense cataloged, dated, and itemized with obsessive precision. The final page showed the total in bold red ink, $387,432.67. He handed me a contract. "First payment is due next month, $1,500 minimum, or I exercise my legal options." I laughed, thinking it was a twisted joke. His face stayed stone cold. "This is real life, Michael. Sign it." In days, I turned down a full-ride football scholarship to state because I needed to work construction immediately. My coach came to the house, begging me to reconsider. Dad showed him the contract. The coach left without another word. My girlfriend Katie tried to understand, but 2 months later, she transferred to a college 3 states away. Her last text said, "I can't be with someone whose parents control them." But the only thing that never changed was that every month, Dad would text my balance like a countdown to a freedom I'd never reach. But the breaking point came when Dad called a family meeting. He discovered a loophole in our contracts. Since we'd been living at home past 18, he could add retroactive rent. My balance jumped by $20,000, but that wasn't the worst part. He smiled as he explained the new clause. "In the event of your death, all outstanding debts transfer to your children." That night, I stared at my work boots by the door and made a choice that would cost me everything except my freedom. That night, I packed a duffel bag and left through my bedroom window. I'd saved $2,000 in cash from side jobs Dad didn't know about, hidden in an old football cleat. I crashed on my foreman's couch and opened a bank account at a credit union across town. For 3 months, I ignored Dad's calls. The voicemail started professional. "This is regarding your overdue account." Then angry. "You're accumulating $50 daily in late fees." Then threatening. "I know where you work." But I was free. I got promoted to site supervisor. Started dating a girl from the hardware store who laughed when I offered to split our $8 burger. I even enrolled in night classes at community college, paying cash, signing up as Mike instead of Michael. For the first time since turning 18, I could breathe without calculating the cost. I should have known Dad wouldn't let his investment walk away because he sent a lawyer to serve me at work. The paper said, $387,432.67 plus $4,500 in late fees, $10,000 in damages for breach of contract, and $15,000 for emotional distress. My boss took one look at the paperwork and told me not to come back until it was sorted. Because of the lawsuit, they froze my bank accounts pending trial. His CPA friends called every construction company in the county, hiring him as a liability risk, they'd say. Significant debts, can't be trusted. At the hearing, Dad presented his evidence, receipts going back decades, photos of me at every age with cost calculations underneath. The judge leaned forward, fascinated. "In all my years, I've never seen such detailed record keeping, but Dad's pride in his system would be his undoing." Because as he explained his system, proudly showing receipts from when I was 2 months old, the judge's expression shifted. "Wait, mister, are you telling me you've been planning to bill your son since his birth?" My dad proudly responded, "Of course. I have his first diaper right here, Pampers, 23 cents per unit, used approximately 8 per day." The judge stopped him. "You cannot create a debt obligation for someone who had no choice in being born. You cannot bill a child for the legal requirement of parenting." Case dismissed. Dad's lawyer tried to argue. The judge threatened contempt. He ordered Dad to pay my legal fees and issued a restraining order preventing any further collection attempts. I won. But that night, my sister texted, "You destroyed him. He's been crying in his office. Mom won't speak to anyone. I'll never forgive you for this." She blocked my number before I could respond. I didn't care. I moved to Nevada and started a new construction job. Good pay, honest work, and nobody knows my last name.